And Warwick Hadfield joins us now to talk sport. Hi, Warwick.
Hi, Fran.
In cricket, the Australian women have sealed the T20 series against New Zealand after winning Game 2 in Brisbane yesterday.
Yes, Fran, look, a packed Allan Border field became the Elysian Fields as Elisa Healy and Elise Villani's half-centuries propelled Australia to a 6-wicket win with an over and a bit to spare on top of the win at North Sydney Oval last weekend. That gives the Australians the series, even with the final game at Manuka Oval later this week still to go. It's all good preparation for the T20 World Cup in the West Indies. New Zealand scored 8 for 145 before Heels, who has her famous uncle's skills behind the stumps, but a lot more flair with the bat. She smacked 57 from 41 balls. Villani was 50 not at the end of the game, and no doubt that'll help her ease some of her disappointment. She barracks for Collingwood, Fran. And in the Is Anyone Noticing men's one-day series, well, it's hard to miss the massive blonde surfy curls from Manly known as Jack Edwards, who at 18 yesterday became the youngest ever player to score a century in what's known as the odd competition, 116 as New South Wales thrashed Queensland, Fran.
Okay, and in rugby league, a mixed day for Greg Inglis, named captain of Australia, but then apparently charged with drink driving.
Yeah, look, shortly after he was named Kangaroo captain, with a glowing reference from the coach, Mal Meninga, the story of the drink driving and speeding offences, as Inglis was returning from the Koori knockout competition emerged, 10 kilometres in excess of the speed limit apparently, and then an alleged breath test reading of 0.08. Now, rugby league officials will have to decide what, if any, action to take against Inglis, who up until the traffic offences had just been a one-man PR triumph out at Dubbo in the west of New South Wales, paying for the kit of the side from his old hometown of Maxville, playing as well against the advice of a lot of people who didn't want him risking himself in this match. And look, in the past, others have lost high office in the Australian team because of road traffic offences, so it'll be interesting to see what happens. And at 7:30, friends, some news in soccer football, the Australian captain Milo Jednak has called time on his career, and also an update on this wonderkind in the white water, Jessica Fox. She has now surpassed her mother as the most successful paddler in history of the sport, Fran.
Is that right? Okay, Warwick, I look forward to that. Thank you very much.
Good on you, Fran.
Warwick Hadfield with more sports news at 7:30.